Saunière obviously cared for his mistress. At some point, he titled every single thing he acquired in her name, which shows the unquestioning trust he placed in her. She was totally devoted to him, keeping his secrets for 36 years after he died. His garish creation in the Church of Mary Magdalene seems his legacy, but there is no record of his lover ever once voicing any opposition to what he was doing. There is much to be said for that devotion. A man can accomplish much when the woman he loves supports him, even if she believes that what he does is foolishness. She cared for him enough to let him be what he needed to be, and that result is being seen today by the thousands who come to Rennes each year. Such is Saunière's legacy. Hers is that his still exists. Why did you give me this to read?
You needed to.
Where had all these ghosts come from? Rennes-le-Château might hold no treasure, but this place harbored demons intent on tormenting her. When I received that journal in the mail and read it, I realized that I had not been fair to Lars or Mark. They believed in what they sought just as I believed in my job. She paused, hoping the spirits were listening. I was wrong. Whatever Lars was after was important to him, so it should have been important to me. That's really why I came, Cotton. I owe it to them. I just never realized the stakes were so high. He glanced at his watch again, then stared toward the blackened windows.
Time to find out just how high. You gonna be all right here?
She nodded. I'll keep mine occupied. You handle the other.